Timothy Palmer.
Track me.
Track me.
We have a quorum. Have some housekeeping to do before we move on. We have three pieces in the agenda that we are going to remove. Two of them will be moved to the next meeting. In your second page under personnel, removing Mr. Dino. Under G, which is personnel 3G, the resolution designating president. We have already done that. We will be doing the policy, and that's already listed. Removing D on your third page, backside, miscellaneous A, B, miscellaneous A to the next meeting.
Can I ask why?
Two reasons. A lot of questions still. A lot of board members have questions about things. We also have a policy already in place that kind of contradicts this, and we should probably look at how we're going to do that.
Wasn't that for work session last meeting? Wasn't that the time to ask questions?
Yes, but there's been more questions since. And I think everyone should be given the chance to ask those questions, and we have to also decide how we're going to have that policy, which is already in place, and how this is going to work with it.
Are you just talking about the policy or all the other things, Frank?
Aren't we out of compliance?
Ask what policy? Which policy?
I don't know what you're talking about, but why we have which a policy that we're going over. That's a policy?
No, there's a policy.
There's a policy on the books. Yes, sir.
I'm going to discuss in executive session, so if they'll defer it, because why it's still on here, it shouldn't even be discussed.
Why would that be discussed for what reason?
It's not for the public consumption.
I know, but there has to be a reason for executive session discussion.
Superintendent, your personnel item. It's about somebody.
The curriculum?
No, the reason that was still on there.
Item 4DA.
The one on the book. On DL.
Now, Mr. President, I move that the agenda item DA be moved to the end of this agenda, be restored to the end of this agenda tonight.
I'll second that.
I don't know if you're going to have
discussion?
A vote or what are you going to talk?
Well,
you want to have a discussion?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking that at the 40-minute presentation at the last meeting, one of the members of the team indicated that it took 3 years to put that notebook and things together. Having said that, we had about a 40-minute presentation. 1 week that we've had the curriculum manual in our hands, and I am a board member who had questions. I sent you an email because we did not hear from the administrative team at all. The curriculum policy we're talking about is 4200, which states, the superintendent of schools shall be responsible for the development of a written curriculum designed to meet identified students' needs. He/she shall establish procedures for curriculum development that provides for the effective participation of administrators, teaching staff, students, parents, community members, and members of the board. It also says, comply with state mandates regarding course offerings and essential knowledge and skills. I didn't hear that stated at that presentation. Curriculum adoption. The superintendent shall present the written curriculum to the board for its review and adoption annually. So I have a question. Has this been adopted for the current school year? Did that take place in 2005, 2006?
Do I answer?
Okay, all I'm telling you is...
But how are we going to answer your questions? Why can't we have them answer your questions tonight?
Are the administrators prepared to answer the question?
No, I'm moving this to our next workshop so we can discuss further this all this information. There's a lot of information. People have had questions about it. And we do have a curriculum piece that says there's people that are supposed to be involved in this before it comes forward. In that piece that Karen has, that I've also looked at. And we need to look at how this is supposed to fit with it. And I think we need to discuss that further before we take action.
And another question I have that I didn't ask in the past when I sent the email to you is, it was my understanding that everything that was to be taught at our school needed to be in the listing or on the pilot listing. I've had a teacher ask me if her material was on the listing. I haven't found it. So one of my other questions was this shared with the president of PTA? So those are the questions I have. I shared the reason why I asked that question. So, thank you.
Yes?
My part, I can discuss it outside.
Can I make a statement?
Yes.
One of the reasons, I guess I don't mind clarifying, this has to do with me. I guess Mr. Levine came in and said that he was to inform us to remove those things from the agenda. We left them on the agenda. I had some discussions with staff because we were confused because it was already moved a couple times. And the initial discussion that we had at the last board meeting, because this was on, I think, supposed to be on two board meetings ago, that the date, if you look at the documents, they're actually dated that we adopted them on that day, because that was the initial intent that the board said, and that got changed, which is fine. The board can do that. So I guess we just got confused, and we left them on there, and so they weren't supposed to be put on there, so that's why they're being removed. I do understand that there could be other questions, but what I did say to the president is no one asked me any questions, I received no emails, and I got no feedback on the documents. They're actually carrying 20 policies that have to do with curriculum. And of the 20 of policies, there are 46 different statements in there in relationship to curriculum. So it's more than that. So that's something I think that will take the board some time to review. And if the board is going to do that, they need to allow sufficient time. So I don't know, I guess just to make the suggestion about maybe not necessarily putting it on the next meeting. You have to find out when the department chairs and the principals are available to answer your questions that you have. Because if they're not there, then I think you're going to be in the same situation if you have questions and they can't answer them. So I think your intent would be to try to get it there as soon as possible, hopefully for the next meeting if all those people can attend. Because there are a lot of different things, but that's why those things got on there and they shouldn't have been put on there.
And I remember Mr. Scott Couture said about how everybody won their book and that they did it down to what that they could, because otherwise then that would have been, I mean, there's only two required readings. That's all that's ever been asked for here at Beatmantown. That's what he said. From ninth grade to 12th. That's pretty sad. But everybody had their own reading list, and they all came together, what I understand from Scott, and condensed it to what they all could live with, and they all got a little bit of their, whatever they wanted on that reading list. Now, every single book didn't get on the reading list of what everybody did, but it doesn't mean that they couldn't teach it, and that's what Scott had said.
Maybe I misunderstood, but what I heard at the, what I thought I heard at the board table was, if it's not on this list, and it's not on the pilot list, it's not going to be
taught. And that's not what I heard from Scott, because Scott said
that from Dr. Sposato.
Well, I'm just saying what I thought from what Scott had said.
Yes. And I guess what I said is that the initial intent is what the department chair said after speaking with all the teachers they represent and discussing with the administrators. This is what's currently going on in the buildings right now. Once you approve it, not according to the policy, nothing else is supposed to change without the board okaying it and reviewing it based on all of these 20 different items. That's what I said, because it's a status report of what currently exists, because I've said since I've been here, every 5 years you're supposed to evaluate curriculum and look at your textbooks. It's never been done to my knowledge at all. We are gearing up so it would start, and that's what's in here is a proposal to start a formal evaluation of your textbooks in September, and that's all this represents. So what staff members understand is that what we tried to do, and that's why we changed some of the books again, we missed a few. People said, oh, I forgot to tell you we had that. That's why you're readopting the textbook list, is because people left things off by mistake. So it's supposed to be an all-inclusive list of what currently is out there.
Right, and I guess why I wanted, I'm new to adopting curriculum. Mm-hmm. I don't mind saying that. I certainly don't have expertise in this field. And I am concerned as a board member that if we act too quickly, especially with a new superintendent coming in, my comfort level is better when I hear from the administrators as to their participation, because they're going to be here after June 30th
right.
with us.
And the thing, Karen, I guess, is that, and I said this to the board president, this took an enormous amount of time to put this together, because a new superintendent, new principals, new teachers coming in, they say, where's your stuff? What do you use here in the district? Show me your curriculum. Show me your textbooks. What am I allowed to use? It doesn't exist. So one of the things that I said to Stan is my goal, and I spent an enormous amount of time on my own time trying to put this together, it's a report of what currently is there. And some of the things I'm not commenting on, some of it is appropriate in my opinion, some of it may not be appropriate when you look at the date of the textbooks. So that's all that is. I mean, and I do have a doctorate in curriculum and planning. That's my area of expertise. I studied that, and I do know that. So this is one thing that I really, really have a lot of expertise in. I do understand your policy and understand the process. And all we did was just identify a current state of what exists. The hard thing to deal with, and that people have to be involved, that's why there's curriculum committees and parents and teachers involved, is when you're going to change those and adopt new, you need to go through the process. The only thing that was new is the buildings did the elementary reading adoption, and they followed your process. They had teachers involved and a whole bunch of people, and they made that presentation to you. That's perfect. That's exactly what's supposed to be done. And that's all this is. There's nothing new except the reading series is the newest thing, or anything else maybe the department chair has told you.
And they said they were using still some of the old
yes. Yeah, because we haven't
books.
Said you can't.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
I want to know why you felt it necessary to consult the staff after an officer of the board requested that you pull things off.
If you're saying talking to the district clerk or my secretary about it, it's not, because the district clerk and I had a conversation because the minutes said one thing. We listened to it because the dates are on there from last meeting. And so part of the confusion, like you have a thing on here, an appointment that I got from the school attorney telling me to put this on the board meeting, designating a hearing officer. Well, since we're getting confused about what's supposed to be on or off, we realized after the fact, and you noticed it and you told me today, we already did that. You did that at your last board meeting on Thursday.
I'm saying this on the curriculum, I specifically told your secretary to pull it off.
Right, so that's one of the things.
I want to know why after that it was necessary to check with your staff to see that you were going to do what you were requesting.
Well, if you're telling me that I can't check with the district clerk to ask his minutes for clarification because we are both confused about what needs to be on or off an agenda. Since we have to put them together, we're trying to figure it out. And I did ask the president about that.
You can ask him whatever you want, but if you've been requested by a board officer to take it off, you take it off. You don't clear that through staff.
I didn't clear anything through staff.
So I was talking about Jermaine to...
It was still
on miscellaneous DA. We have a motion on the floor.
We're talking about a different issue.
We're talking about DA right now.
Okay.
If you want to talk about an individual staff performance, that should be an executive session if you disagree.
He tried to do that.
You guys would like?
I don't see
you
where this...
You did not state...
We have a motion on the floor on curriculum. My reasoning for removing it is because we had so many additional other pieces already on the books with curriculum. What is being done has to be meshed with what is already here, what we're proposing to do, so we're not putting curriculum on top of curriculum. I see no hurry to do this. We have a couple other meetings to work on this, another work session to look at what we have on the books. If we're going to rescind something when we adopt this, if there's a procedure that we're supposed to be following by policy, which the policy says you're supposed to involve these people, then maybe we should have these people take a look at it because we're supposed to be following our policy. That's why I asked to move it, so that everybody had a chance to review that. We had a chance to review the policies that are already on the books, which is the proper thing to do. We're at the end of the school year. There's a lot of work here that should not be just quickly thrown in. We should look at it, work with it, they put a lot of time into it. We should put some time into it to make sure it aligns with all of our policies and everything that we're going to be doing. That's why I wanted to move it. Any other discussion?
Well, I think in stuff that if you're talking about, like, different people being involved, I think that we should have all been asked ahead of time if you knew that you're going to take it off and there was a lot of questions. We could have had a simple email way ahead of time as a group, as a governance team, instead of one person or somebody making that decision. And if you're saying about shared decision-making, I would say that's part of, like, a shared decision-making of the board. So
that's, James, that's why I'm moving it to the workshop, so that the whole board can react.
No, I'm saying and stuff to take it off. I got the agenda. I'm reading it.
I'm only moving it from this meeting to the next meeting.
After all they did, why didn't that night somebody say then we're moving it to a workshop night so that there could be more questions asked? I'm just asking that question, is why didn't, when they asked if anybody had questions, nobody said anything to them.
And the principals were here.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. President, I sent you an email and I carbon copied this entire Board of Education. I told you the four questions I had, and if you'd like, I can read them in public. I have it with me.
Mm-hmm.
The questions I had, I asked you to please not put it on the agenda for action until my questions were answered. I think that is a reasonable request from a board member. Thank you.
But why didn't you, if you had those questions, Karen, that night when the principals were present, why didn't you ask them their involvement?
I was very uncomfortable seeing only department chairs sitting in the room and the superintendent presenting. I didn't have the opportunity to ask the principals. The high school principal, I believe, was not here. Am I correct?
I believe.
Or do you recall?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. I don't think it's an unreasonable request to ask for input from our administrators.
No other questions? We do have a motion on the floor to move this to the end of the session, which would be in under additional items to discuss 10. Yes.
One of the reasons why the board president said, even though I was not copied in on the email and knew nothing about it specifically, that he did not want it on the agenda tonight when I spoke to him yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Was that because of the questions, because of the board's interaction, and it's a lot of stuff, to please not do it tonight. It's going to take too much time because we have a formal budget hearing, and I guess I would also concur at this point in time that personally I'd rather see it tabled or whatever you want to technically do it to another meeting as opposed to trying to have a discussion without all the principals and department chairs here again, because you're not going to get all your questions answered. So as the superintendent, I would, and again, you're still voting on this, I would rather just see it go to the other meeting when the right people are here, because by deferring it to the end and bringing it up again, we're not going to get any more resolution because all the players aren't here. And that's what I hear Karen saying. So I just think it would just take a lot more time that we don't want to, no offense, sit through, because the presentation could be lengthy depending on how many people come to hear the budget presentation. So I would just respectfully ask the board to please consider that in the scheme of things.
I guess I assume because of the seriousness of the topics tonight, meaning the budget hearing, that the administrators and other key personnel would be here. So I agree.
You still have to vote on.
Yeah. Where's the motion's on the floor.
Yeah.
So if they would like to withdraw the motion, or we can just go through with the vote. Okay. Frank, you want to start?
I'm going to concur with the superintendent.
No.
Are we doing a roll call? Or?
You got an official motion on the floor. He's going to have to.
Yes.
Just all in favor.
You want to do an all in favor, or do you want? Well, I want to leave it up to the board on that discussion. Thank you. All in favor.
I don't know what.
You're voting to not move it to the end of the meeting.
We're voting to move it to the end of the meeting.
That's why I'm doing the roll call.
I don't want that.
Just easier to do roll call than to do all that and confuse everyone. So I'll defer to the clerk, please.
Ken Armstrong?
No.
Jane Donahue?
No.
Kathleen Greenwood Funes?
No.
Frank Kay?
No.
Larry King?
No.
Ken Krawski?
No.
Richard Levine?
No.
George Palmer?
No.
Steve Conley?
No.
Motion is not carried.
So if I decide to do a motion to finish the removal, the appeal, do you think you have a motion to get removed?
We never
had
a motion.
We didn't have a motion, just informing. We're okay. Okay. We're good.
We're
okay.
We're
okay.
We're public comment.
Okay. Okay. This is up to you if you want to do public comment first. There's no other people.
I'm going to forego public comment because we need to get into executive session. We have several items and we still have a meeting that we need to get to. So if I may entertain a motion. Thank you, Richard.
To discuss a particular personnel issue?
Yes, as listed. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
I think it would behoove people to probably go to a cooler place. We'll stay here. Joe, would you please stay? Would you please stay?
Yeah. You don't want Joe on it?
He said, please stay.
Please stay.
Please stay.